In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can you see the sunshine?
It's the first week of Lone Star.
Yeah.
Woo. And we're starting it off with James Taylor Immunity.
Woohoo.
Now, Valk, I just have to clarify myself. Because I was given a lot of crap for James Taylor.
Dylan up. But anyway.
Nah, he was just kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not
Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe.
But I just want everybody to know that I'm really sorry if everybody was disappointed with the immunity challenge and they felt like James Taylor isn't really country. Because in my opinion, he's country. So that's why I chose it. With
yeah.
Valerie.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever. I do what I want.
Yeah, we do. We do what we want. Lesbian Doc Wolf does what she wants. Okay? Okay. Lesbian Doc Wolf is losing her voice.
No. We need Lesbian Doc Wolf.
I know. She needs to not be. So she needs to stop talking about herself in third person. All right. So, I do love me some James. So, are you ready to hear these five singers compete for immunity?
Yeah. It's gonna All be right. epic.
Epic win. Alright, here we go. Up first, we have Dylan Collins. Take it away.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Shenandoah River. Life is older there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to a place I belong. West Virginia, Mount Mama, take me home. Country road, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country road, take me home to a place I belong. Yeah, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country road. Country road, take me home to a place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country road, I want almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
I love you.
Growing like a breeze, country road.
Did not
to a place
did not
I belong. West Virginia,
found a mother.
Did not see me crying.
Do it again.
Country road.
Did not see me crying.
To a place did not
see me crying.
West Virginia.
All right, Dylan Collins.
First up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, what did you think about this, Valkyrie? I'll let you go first.
Yes. Well, let's see. I like this song a lot, so I'm glad you did it. And it sounds like you made the instrumental track, which is cool.
Yeah, that was cool. It was very unique.
Yeah.
I remember you kind of said that it was unique, and I actually was pleasantly happy with it. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't, yeah.
It wasn't, like, gasp. but the music was really loud to me compared to your voice. I thought that the volume should have been more level. Like, at the beginning, it was hard to hear mm-hmm. your voice. And then at the end when... you were doing the kind of multiple voices with the music swelling, it was really hard to hear your voice too, which made me sad.
Yeah, like, I completely agree with you. The music was way too loud.
Yeah.
That was, like, the first thing that I wrote. Like,
yeah, me too.
Into the song. I was just like, music is loud. Yeah, that was my main comment. There was a couple of parts where I felt like you were, like, rushing to keep up with the karaoke track.
Yeah. Or,
like, you like, kind of, like, were like, wait, I'm singing now. Well, like, not like that.
Yeah.
You didn't, like, pause or anything. But there was a couple of moments when that happened. And I thought that that could have been polished just a little more. But for making your own karaoke track and doing everything, it was so epic.
Yeah.
I really liked your vocals on the song. I was happy you did this song as well. I like this song.
I thought the end with the multiple voices, like, I liked it, but it sounded kind of hectic to me, but that might have been also because the music was really loud and it was kind of hard to hear all of the voices going.
Yeah, that was my only problem with that, was I really loved the idea of putting... It was so cool, and I just was like, oh, why is the music so loud?
I know.
Because it was so distracting.
Mm-hmm.
The music was just really distracting. But, like, it's the song itself was very well done, I thought.
Oh, and I had and a I note, wished... I like your vibrato.
Yeah, I was, like, super excited.
It was awesome.
So, that's pretty much all I have to say.
Me too.
I did really like it, though.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was very unique.
I'm excited to have you in this competition, whether or not you win immunity tonight.
Me too.
Whee!
Yay!
Okay, we're done.
Done.
Nation Maker is up next.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire, I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you again. You look down on me, Jesus. You've gotta help me make a stand. You've just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand, and I won't make it any other way. I've seen fire, I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought I'd see you again. So I'm walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when cold wind blows, gotta turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line, talking about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. I've seen fire, I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around. Thought I'd see you, thought I'd see you fire.
The Nation Maker.
Nation.
Nation, I think that you should sing songs like this more often.
Sure. I like it better when he does high energy songs.
See, here's the thing. I agree with you. Energy-wise, this was not there for me at all.
Mm-hmm.
This was boring. So boring. I was like, oh my god. And your vocals were very flat. Like, not in, like, the sense of, like, when you say flat or sharp or whatever.
Yeah.
But flat in the sense that it just, there was just nothing going on. I mean, to be fair, Fire and Rain is a very slow ballad, but I felt like you could have still had a little bit more, like,
emotion.
Yeah, you could have definitely bumped up that oomph.
Because he's singing about, like, sentimental stuff, so you should be, like, feeling all, like, teary-eyed and stuff.
And I didn't feel teary-eyed at all. But I thought that, like, vocally, like, stylistically, this was, like, your voice sounded good on it.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Valk? Like, sometimes with your with his high energy songs, like, I find that I tend to notice him, like, straining.
Yeah.
To, like, hit, like, higher notes or, like, more intense, like, oh my god, I made it on!
Ah! No.
And, there was, like, I don't know, like, there was just something, like, that clicked with me and your voice for this song. I just, if you had had energy in this, I would have thought, I think this was really good. What do you think about?
I thought it was okay. Like, the karaoke to me sounded like it was being played out of your speakers. I know it probably wasn't, but...
Oh, really? I just thought his vocals were louder than the music.
Yeah.
Like, way... Like, whereas Dylan's, the music was way louder. His was, like, too quiet.
But the karaoke sounded, like, kind of tinny to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think your mic quality, because I know you got the new mic.
Yeah.
Like, recently. I think it's, like, really helping your enunciation.
Yeah, I put that down to enunciation is getting better.
Yeah, like, you're really improving with that, because I know that's something you really struggled with before, mm-hmm. and I mean, like, I noticed it when you were, like, on Acted and your demo reel and stuff like that, too, that it's kind of, like, slowly disappearing.
Yeah.
Your inability to not enunciate. Does that make any... I don't know if I'm speaking English.
Wait, my brain. Was that a double negative? I don't know.
I think it was. It was. But what I meant was...
Your enunciation is improving.
It's getting better, yeah. So, it definitely... And I don't know maybe if it was because you were speaking slower, because it's like a slower song. Because, like, whenever you speak slower, in general, it's a lot... I'm sorry. It's a lot easier to hear that,
Yeah.
So it's a lot easier to, like, speak your syllables and enunciate everything properly when you speak slower.
Mm-hmm.
So, Am I done?
Yeah, were you done?
Yeah,
I was just gonna say, I thought, like, the end sounded, like, really nasal to me, and, like, I think the last or second to last chorus did, too. And that...
Oh, I didn't write that down, but I think you're probably right.
Like...
Actually, I'm convinced you're right.
Well, like, the end sounded like it was going slightly out of key, but it might have been because it wasn't nasal, I don't know. But it did sound nasal.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure you're correct in that. That's all I have to say about this one.
Me too.
Oh my god. Yay. Yeah. I love James Taylor.
Yay. I like what I've heard of him so far.
Is this your first hearing of James Taylor?
I've heard the song Dylan did before. I didn't know it was James Taylor, though.
I think James Taylor covered or somebody, yeah. Yeah. But it's cool.
And I heard this one all before, right. But yeah. For the most part, most of the stuff will probably be new.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
Done.
Woo!
Yay!
Up next is Jeffers. Take it away.
Long ago, but not so very long ago, the world was different. Oh, yes, it was. You settled down and you built a town and made it live. And you watched it grow. It was your town. Time goes by, time brings changes, you change too. Nothing comes that you can't handle, so on you go. Never see it coming, then the world caves in on you, on your time. Nothing you can do. Main Street isn't Main Street anymore. Lights don't shine as brightly as they shone before. Tell the truth, lights don't shine at all. Your town. Sun comes up each morning, just like it always does. Get up, go to work, start the day. Open up for business, it's never gonna come. As the world rolls by a million miles away, hey. Main Street isn't Main Street anymore. No one seems to need us like they did me. It's hard to find a reason left to stay, but it's our town. Love it anyway, come what may, it's our town. Thank you.
Oh my Jeffers. God, Jeffers. Jeffers, you are an immunity snatcher. Okay. Can I just say
cute.
That Cars is my favorite Pixar movie of all time. People will argue with me for years about it, being like, what about Up? Or what about Wall-E? Or what about blah, blah, blah? Cars is like the worst Pixar movie ever. And I always get ragged on because I like Cars. But guess what? Every time I watch Cars, I cry at the end because I think it's so good.
Oh, no. I guess I need to watch it.
It's so good. Seriously, it's like one of my favorite movies, like, of all time. It's so good. I really like. If there's like a listening party for this, everybody's gonna be hating on me.
They'd be like, "Cars, gasp! You suck! I'm never going to listen to the show again."
I know, all because I like Cars. Okay, but Jeffers. Okay, I have to just say that you took a slow song that could have potentially been the most boring 3 minutes and 48 seconds of my life and made it so good. Like,
I know.
It was so cute. You were so full of emotion. Like, I've seen Cars. I'm assuming you haven't, Val, because you were like, I need to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I've hardly seen any Pixar, really.
Basically, what Cars is about?
It's about cars.
Well, yeah. Oh my God, Malik. Really? I thought it was about trucks.
I know.
Or tractors. Well, there are tractors in it. Okay.
So it should have been called vehicles if there are tractors in it. Oh, ha 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 ha. No.
Oh my God, I actually just shot water out of my nose. I drank some water right as you were like, it should have been called vehicles, and I like started cracking up. Okay, so this part of the movie that this song plays over in, basically, the movie itself is about, there's this famous race car, and there's this like famous like race car, whatever, like, you know, when they drive around in a Indy 500 kind of style racing, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's famous, and there's a three-way tie, so they have to go to this other track in California to race against each other, this like, dun, dun, three people. Dun. And he's, like, the newbie, and he's, like, new to racing, is, like, his first race, and yet he's, like, doing really well. And so he's, like, this cocky little bitch, basically. The main car. Played by Owen Wilson. And he falls out of his truck or something like that, because, like, race cars are, like, transported by truck. And, like, he ends up in this back town on Route 66 in, like, Nevada? Ugh, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Either way, it's said both ways.
Yeah. And so basically he, like, stays in this town, and, like, this part they're, like, singing about how, like, before, like, the interstate highway came, Route 66 was how everybody traveled, so the town was, like, a hoppin' old town. and it's, like, a really sad part of the movie because, like, all these, like, people in this little town, like, don't really have anything or anybody or, like, any money because, like, nobody, like, drives through the town anymore.
They live in the boonies.
Like, the real boonies. Like, whoa. So it's a really cute part. So I felt basically the point of me rambling and rambling and rambling about Cars for 20 minutes is that I felt that Jeffers really embodied this moment in the movie. Your vocals were not 100% for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, vocally speaking, like, there were a couple moments when I was like, barely made it to that note.
Yeah.
But, like, your emotion is so good, and, like, you just were this song so well that it just was so good. And, like, I totally wasn't even thinking about the fact that, like, you might have been off pitch, like, slightly at a couple of points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one high, like, higher note.
Oh, yeah, that was a little weird.
Courses. That was, yeah, that was, like, the only one I noted as being really weird, but I didn't really notice anything else being off pitch or anything.
Yeah. Mostly it was good for me. I thoroughly enjoyed all 3 minutes and 48 seconds of this. So, good job, Jeffers.
And my first note was, oh, heart teddy bear, so cute. It was so cute.
Mine was OMG Our Town, because this was the song, Valkyrie, do you remember when I was talking? I was like, oh my god, if somebody does Our Town, I will, like, love them forever. So he totally did the song that I would, like, love him forever. So Jeffers, I love you forever. So even if you don't win immunity, you win my love. Which might be better than me.
And that's all that matters.
So true. Yeah, my notes were basically like, oh my god, Our Town spazzes. OMG, you're so cute. Jeffers, you are so cute. You take, crossed out, took a slow song and made it crazy emotional. Major props. That's like legitimately what I wrote. So.
Yeah, and your voice is really getting better. Like,
yeah.
This was really good.
And it was really well mixed.
Yeah.
Good job. You're definitely improving, Jeffers. I'm proud of you.
Those are, like, all the notes that I had. This was really good.
I know. And you know what, Valk? We gave him a long critique, which goes with their Disney show.
Yay!
Yes!
But is it 10 minutes? If it's not, then...
No.
Then...
It's probably, like, 6 or 7, actually.
Ah, close enough.
Woohoo! All right, I'm done.
Me too.